and streaming on the web since 1996, this is Cinematic Sound. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Cinematic Sound, heard right here on cinematicsound.net. This is the show dedicated to the music of film, television, and video games. My name is Eric Woods, and I'm your host. On today's program, we are going to present our first Christmas special in a very, very, very long time. This used to be an annual tradition when I was on terrestrial radio. And I don't think since the show made its transition from terrestrial radio to the online version, I don't think we've done a Christmas show. So I thought just in time for the holidays, we'll throw a little 3-hour program together featuring some new scores and other Christmas favorites. Some of these scores don't necessarily have a Christmas feel to them. Not going to play a lot of Christmas carols or Christmas songs, although those types of elements are in some of these scores, and we will play them on the show. But for instance, we're going to play a score called Jingle All the Way, and we're going to play one full throttle action cue for you when we do present music from that film. So it's going to be quite an eclectic program, varied. You're going to hear some sweet, tender Christmas music, as well as some high-octane action material, and some arrangements of some Christmas and holiday favorites. Now, usually I let you know what we're going to play on the program. As I've actually scanned through some of the more recent programs I've done, that really takes a long time. And we're not on terrestrial radio, we're actually on the internet. You've come to this site, you have seen what the playlist is, so you know what's coming up. So why reintroduce what we're going to play on the show for you and take up about 5 minutes of space? So let's just get into it. Well, I actually will tell you what we're going to play in this part. It's a 3-part show, folks. So in this first part, we are going to play Jingle All the Way by David Newman. Harry Gregson-Williams' new score to Arthur Christmas. We'll hear a selection from Mark Snow's music from Ernest Saves Christmas and Danny Elfman's music from Scrooged. However, to open up the program, we're going to feature music from a film which came out recently, a comedy, a sequel, called A Very Harold and Kumar 3D Christmas. Now, this film takes place 6 years after the pair's Guantanamo Bay adventure. And the film tells the story of two stoner buds, Harold Lee and Kumar Patel. And in this film, they cause a holiday fracas by inadvertently burning down Harold's father-in-law's prize Christmas tree. So with his in-laws out of the house for the day, Harold decides to cover his tracks rather than come clean, reluctantly embarking on another ill-advised journey with Kumar through New York City in their search for the perfect replacement tree. Actually, almost ruins Christmas Eve for everybody. The score for this film was composed by William Ross, who is back in comedy mode. He's written some very entertaining comedy scores, whether for family comedies like The Little Rascals or more mature fare like, well, I guess, I don't know whether you'd call this mature fare, but you got Black Sheep and My Fellow Americans, which are excellent scores. The score for Very Harold and Kumar 3D Christmas is full of energy, goofiness, numerous musical styles, all packed with joy and lots of holiday spirit.
Thank you.
Music from the original motion picture soundtrack to A Very Herald and Kumar 3D Christmas with original score composed by William Ross and the original soundtrack recording is available on Verez Sarabend Records.
You're listening to Cinematic Sound on www.cinematicsound.net.
That was the scintillating action track composed by David Newman for a horrible film called Jingle All the Way, starring Sinbad and Arnold Schwarzenegger, and that little brat that played Anakin Skywalker in The Phantom Menace. The track was called Howard Saves the Day, and the soundtrack was released on Entrada Records as part of their special collection. Welcome back to our Christmas special, holiday special, whatever you want to call it. Featuring music from holiday favorites. We now move on to a new 3D animated film called Arthur Christmas, with original score composed by Harry Gregson Williams. The film takes place on Christmas night at the North Pole, where Santa's youngest son looks to use his father's high-tech operation for an urgent mission. I had no idea Santa Claus had kids. Composer Harry Gregson Williams returns to animation. Some of his better scores have been written for the medium: Chicken Run, the Shrek films, and the superb Sinbad, The Legend of the Seven Seas. For this festive outing, Gregson Williams creates one of his most entertaining scores in years. He doesn't create anything new per se, but like Henry Jackman's Puss in Boots, Arthur Christmas is just one very fun score. There's lots of themes, adventure, and magic. And now, a few selections from the film Arthur Christmas, original score composed by Harry Gregson Williams.
Thank you. Thank you.
Music from the original motion picture soundtrack to Arthur Christmas, original score composed by Harry Gregson Williams, and the original soundtrack recording is available on Madison Gate Records.
You're listening to Cinematic Sound on www.cinematicsound.net.
Was the end title suite from the 1988 film Ernest Saves Christmas with original score composed by Mark Snow. Welcome back to the program. This is our Christmas special featuring music from some holiday favorite films. The last score we're going to play for you during this hour comes from the 1988 film Scrooged, featuring original score by Danny Elfman. This film stars Bill Murray, and he's in top form in this brilliant retelling of the Christmas classic, A Christmas Carol. Murray plays a cynical, selfish TV executive. He gets haunted by three spirits bearing lessons on Christmas Eve. The film also stars Karen Allen, who warms up the screen with that bright big smile of hers, Bobcat Goldthwait is also great in this film, along with Carol Kane's scene-stealing portrayal as the Ghost of Christmas Present. And there are some pretty cool makeup and special effects in this film as well. And if I'm not mistaken, the film was nominated for an Oscar for the makeup effects. Danny Elfman was tapped to score the film and delivered a knockout score, to quote a rating system used by Entrada Records. The score for years was only available as a suite on Danny Elfman's own compilation called Music for a Darkened Theater. It was a pretty generous suite, if I don't mind saying so myself. But just a month ago or so, La La Land Records released for the very first time on CD the complete soundtrack recording. Elfman's score is full of classic Elfman instrumentation and playfulness that would be a staple in his music for years to come. I mean, just listen to the first few opening bars of the main title cue. No one but Elfman writes music like that. The score was a career stepping stone, as only a year later, Elfman would write the score to Batman, and then a year after that, create what I consider to be his finest score to date, Edward Scissorhands. And now, music from La La Land Records, release of Danny Elfman's score to the 1988 film Scrooged.
Thank you.